To DFTAB Detective Dr. Mohammed, Data Services, January 23, 2013. Patient name is Darlene Thomas, Darlenethomas. Date of birth is February 23, 1958. Primary care physician is none. For next paragraph, cardiology clinic, no. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph. Because we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Thomas in our cardiology clinic today with past medical history significant for valvular heart disease. Hypertension. And she came to our clinic today's follow-up. Next paragraph, on today's visit, she's complaining of headache for about 1 week, grade 8 by 10. Relieved with rest, no aggravating factor, and it's constant, period. She also complains of shortness of breath after walking 10 steps, period. She denies any chest pain, orthopnea, claudication, bilateral leg edema, any dizziness, syncopal or presyncopal episodes, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for number one, hypertension, number two, mitral regurgitation, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable for next paragraph. Social history is significant for smoking cigarettes in the past, but she quit in 2011. For next paragraph, family history is significant for hypertension, diabetes, mellitus. For next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. For next paragraph, medications, number one, furosemide 40 mg once a day. Next point, azithromycin 20 mg TID. Next point, aspirin 81 mg once a day. Next point, lisinopril 10 mg for tablets once a day. Next point, metoprolol 100 mg once a day. Next point, hydralazine 100 mg twice a day. Next point, simvastatin 40 mg at night. Next point, ranitidine 150 mg twice a day. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs and disease that include blood pressure of 193 by 110, heart rate 104, weight 184 pounds, height 5'7", BMI 31.6. Period, please copy normal physical examination template. For next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Carotid ultrasound done on December 30, 2011 is normal. For next point, lower extremity venous waveform done on December 30, 2011 was abnormal bilaterally. For next point, lower extremity arterial PVR done on December 30, 2011 is normal. For next point, EKG done on December 2, 2011 shows normal sinus rhythm with a heart rate of 83 per minute. For next point, 2D echocardiogram done on December 2, 2011. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of February 10, 2012, page 2. Next point, left heart catheterization done on December 1, 2011 shows severe mitral regurgitation, mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension, and normal coronary arteries. For next point, chest X-ray done on November 28, 2011. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of February 10, 2012, page 2. For next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one. Number one, venous insufficiency. A recent lower extremity venous waveform done on December 30, 2011 was abnormal bilaterally. Period of visit, the patient does not complain of any leg swelling, varicose veins on leg pain. Period. We advise the patient to elevate her legs as much as possible. Period. We will continue to monitor her condition and her follow-up appointment in 2 weeks. Period. Next point. Valvular heart disease. According to left heart catheterization performed on December 1, 2011, there is severe mitral regurgitation, period. The patient complains of exertional shortness of breath after walking 10 steps, period. On today's visit, the patient has been scheduled for a 2D cardiogram, period. We will continue to monitor condition or follow-up appointment in 2 weeks or sooner if necessary, period. Next point. And hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 183 by 110, which is extremely high. Period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to her medication or follow up with her low salt diet plan period. You also advise her to follow up with her primary care physician regarding this matter and...
Oh my God, what are you doing, man?
Advised...
to the house, like that.
Low salt diet, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 2 weeks. Next... paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing to participate in the care of Miss... Darlene Thomas, period. Our phone number, number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concern, period. We will see her back in our clinic in about 2 weeks, period. We advise the patient to follow up with their primary care physician regarding continuity of care, period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Father of Thab, FHD, AFTAB, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is the end of this dictation, period.